week, rather, I talked with you about parish and what parish was and the parish family. And one of the things we didn't get a chance to talk about was that in the epistle reading, it said that it was at Antioch they were first called Christians. And you know, I said in passing, sometimes I wonder if perhaps we should not have changed the name. Because before they were called Christians, they were called, as you know, people of the way of Jesus Christ. So often we hear people say, well, I'm a Christian, and they engage in just horrible public conduct, especially. Okay? Politicians who will say, I'm a Christian, and they are pro-abortion. They're abortionists. They're hand in hand. And we have Orthodox. You've heard me complain about that, who do that exact same thing. So we want to look at some passages today that I think might help us to take a look at this. In Mark's Gospel, 5th chapter. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. Okay, so he's possessed by the devil. What does he do? It says, and when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. It's the evil, it's the spirit, the demon is speaking, because the next verse it says, and Jesus said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. He replies to him and asks him, what is your name? And he says, Legion, for we are many. If we look at Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So you see, the devil knows Jesus Christ. The devil believes in Jesus Christ. The devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. That does not make us a Christian. Jesus speaking in the 7th chapter of Matthew says this, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Not everyone who stands in the temple and gives praise at the liturgy will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father. Since many will say to me in the day, meaning the end times, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Unfortunately, there are many who purport to be Christians, who purport to be clergymen. Dear God, who purport to be Orthodox clergy, who have engaged in horrible conduct, and sometimes in the name of the Lord. But you see, all of this stuff about, I am Christian, that's not going to do anything for us. I'm Orthodox Christian, Lord. Now there's the secret password. Now surely I get in. It's not going to do us a bit of good. Let's look at John's Gospel and see what the Lord says in the 14th chapter, one simple verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and we will come to him and make our home with him. In the very next chapter, as he says, he's praying this. And he says to them, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Christians cannot, and Orthodox Christians particularly, cannot say that they love Jesus and hate anyone. And sometimes we have been transgressed horribly. Horribly. And the world says, don't get mad, get even. But Jesus says that you love, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than this, he then says, no man has than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus didn't pick and choose who he would die on the cross for. He didn't say, Lord, I'm dying on the cross now for everybody that's here now and will come, except for these here who have done this to me. The world would have said, strike them down. But instead he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He goes on to say, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And then he gives the commandment. These things I command you, that you love one another. Unless we can be seen as lovers of each other, not just meaning our family and our parish family, but lovers of all mankind, we cannot, in fact, say that we are followers of Jesus Christ. We have got to love and to exercise or act out that love, and that is by doing good deeds, visiting the sick, okay? And you know what? You get paid back way more by those visits than you ever put into them. Where's Raisa? We going today, right? Who's going?
I am, Mom, all together.
Oh, yeah. You know where we're going? Did I tell you all about the lady who's got Alzheimer's in the nursing home near here? And she's regressed to the point now, you know, they start regressing backwards. She doesn't speak English anymore, just Russian. So I went to see her 2 weeks ago. And I said to the daughter, you know, can you talk to her in Russian? She said, no, I don't speak Russian. I said, does anybody in your family speak Russian? She said, no. I said, who speaks to this lady? She said, no one. That's one of the problems with the caregiving here. There's no communication. So I immediately thought of the ladies. And I said, I have some Romanians, okay, at my parish who speak Russian. And I'll bring them back. And at least we will try to talk to Mom, and she can have some contact. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And so when we leave there, it's not for us or y'all to be puffed up because we went and do that. Because what else does it say in Scripture? And when we have done all that which was required of us, then should we say, we are your most unworthy servants. We have only done that which was our duty. That's what we're going to do, is our duty to love our neighbor. This neighbor is imprisoned in there, in that nursing home. She's under a death sentence because she's not going to leave until she dies. And there's many of them in nursing homes here in Florida who are, I call it that, serving a death sentence. They won't leave. They have a life sentence. They won't leave until they die. And you know what happens for, at least she has some family here. There's so many of them who have no one. No one. So we talked about outreach and the things we need to do. We're going to talk more about that at the parish meeting on the 14th. James, in his famous passage in the second chapter, says this of his first letter. Or rather, of his letter. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. See, I didn't make that up. James, I read that in James years ago. Okay? He says, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Unless we do our works, our good deeds, our faith is dead. All the good deeds in the world won't get us into heaven. I'm going to be clear on that. But profession of faith in Christ and acting out our faith as Orthodox Christians by coming to church on Sunday and the holy days, it's not going to get us there either. It's our faith in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our faith in the risen Christ, and our acting upon that faith by the doing of our good works will bear the fruit that when we come to our judgment, He will know us. Because He says, by your the fruits shall ye know them. Let us pray, God, then, that our fruits make us knowable as followers of Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
Indeed, He is risen.